So I guess we should start like recording and then we can go. All right, whatever. Let's put the blindfold on and drive. Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn. Joining me tonight is
Brian Slevin.
And welcome to the Elite Goose Studios podcast, Freeware Game Review, number 37, YS Flight.
YS Flight. So, YS Flight is, as the name might imply, but might not, is a flight simulator.
It's a flight simulator, and that was the point of it, was just to, be flighty. It's very low look at... God, I can't word. Try again.
Well, it's not, graphically intensive like some flight simulators aim for, but, it is free, and I think it got the better side of the deal because we can talk about it because of that.
See, the reason that I was thinking about this recently was because my roommate got Hawks, and if you're doing land play, then it doesn't have any DRM, so we've been playing some Hawks, and sort of, that game isn't, Hawks is, modern combat kind of flight sim, so that just means fire missiles at green triangles on the horizon, and that can be kind of boring. But then again, Hawks allows you to drift airplanes, and so I was like,
What?
Yeah, that's what the whole idea... Okay, so you know how, in space game, some space games, it's sort of if you cut the engines, then you can suddenly flip over and turn in whatever direction, and then when you kick the engine back in, you'll start going that way, and it's all, what is it, Euclidean physics or whatever?
Wow, that sounds pretty sweet.
It's like that, but with airplanes, and if you slow down too much, you just fall out of the sky, and it looks all epic-y. And it's kind of fun, but it's not... It's fun only when you're drifting airplanes, and aside from that, I would actually rather play YS Flight, because at least then, you have a reason to use your guns.
Yeah. Let's see, let's talk about YS Flight more, because that's what this podcast is. According to the wiki here, it was programmed by Soji Yamakawa, who is on the staff of the Department of Mechanical Engineering at Carnegie Mellon University. That's in Pennsylvania. Let's see. It's called YS Flight because I don't know. Oh, Yamakawa Soji. That makes sense.
Yeah, in fact, everywhere where it says Captain YS on, the main game screen, that's who it's talking about. Captain YS is Yamagawa Suwakoji, or whatever you just said. But yeah, he was just he just got a wild hair up his ass one day, and he was like, I want to make a flight simulator that really focuses on the simulator part, and, let's not worry about what it looks like or what it feels like or anything like that. I just want to make sure that a plane will feel like a plane actually feels.
Yeah, and that's, really cool to me, because in doing that, a lot of the things you need to do to fly a real airplane, you need to be able to do to fly YS Flight, and, it's not as complicated as some things like, what was that game, Lock On Modern Air Combat, where it takes 3 minutes to fire up your airplane, but, you still need to know how to take off and land and throttle control and whatever.
See, that's the thing, this game, more than any other game, makes me think that I might actually be able to land an airplane if I needed to one day. As long as I knew where, the flap and gear switches were.
Right, right. It does give you that feeling. Yeehaw, I'm a real-life fighter pilot now.
Well, also it has that very... It's a lot like Top Gun, because when you start up the game by default, it'll start it up and have, formation flight demonstrations going, and... I just really sort of like that idea of okay, this guy's in the lead, everyone else just has to follow him and stay close without crashing this giant piece of machinery that's, a couple of miles in the air.
Very right.
Which I was actually bored in class one day, and I didn't feel like flying. I just felt like watching planes. So I went down, and they have the like list of like programmed in-flight stuff, and it was just like, oh man, here's a whole bunch of really cool aerial maneuvers, and you can just sit and watch them do it in all the different planes. And I told us to do it in a C-130 Hercules, and it just took forever to try to climb up to the top, and I gave up because I was like, fuck this.
I tried to do that once, too. You know, I don't think we'd ever be able to get a group of people together to do a formation flight. I think we'd just kill ourselves.
If we got three people, we could try it. We could be like the Delta Force. Because, you know, when you have three people, you can make no shape other than a triangle. It would be impossible to fail.
You would always succeed in creating a triangle.
Even if one guy never left the ground.
Yeah, even if nobody left the ground, you'd have a ground triangle.
But yeah, so, it feels like you're flying. And like we said, the graphics in this game are almost beyond bland.
Yeah, aside from, you know, the physics or whatever of the game, it isn't all that realistic. You don't have, you know, fancy graphics or too many switches on your airplane aside from speed up, slow down, work your flaps and whatever. And the weapons in the game are pretty generic. You know, you have air-to-air missile, air-to-ground missile, bomb, tracer, and gun. You know, it doesn't differentiate between what kind of weapon each airplane has. Like, if you have a MiG, or a Harrier, or, like, a Japanese Zero, they'll all have the same kind of gun.
Well, there are some limitations on the planes. Most planes you can't load up with bombs, but then, like, you know, the Stratofortress, you can't have anything but bombs. Which also, if you actually want to set up, like, a mission of sorts, where you, like, one person is in the bomber and the other people have to be fighter planes to defend them from computer-controlled fighter planes, you can actually do that and set it up and have a decent, like, combat experience.
Yeah, that's something I always wanted to do. I wanted to get a bunch of people together and have, you know, enemy fighter planes, because the only times I've done a mission thing is with the computer.
Yeah, I haven't actually... We should do that. We were playing the other night. Why didn't we do that?
I don't know. Well, we kind of did that. There was the one part where I was in a bomber plane and you were following me around, but then you got shot because the turrets were... Because the SAM sites weren't on anybody's side.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that it has that sort of, like, four different friendly fire channel system, which means technically you could do, like, four-player team deathmatch, which is... cool if you want to do it like that, or like even just to have there. I think that's like a neat, just that they call it the, what the hell does IFF stand for, like identifiable friendly
fire? Friend, identify friend or foe.
Yeah, that's it. But that's mainly for, like, you know, when you're using the lock-on missiles and, you know, you want to rock out hard. But this game, it doesn't actually come with it. It's a big mod pack that we got from the official site, but it brings a whole bunch of other, like, a lot more planes and maps into the game, and they have some, like, World War II fighter planes, so it's just like, I'm Mustang, you're Spitfire, let's do this. Just machine guns, like, old-school dogfight.
Didn't you say you also found a pack that brought tanks into the game? Or at least player tanks?
No? The game I have on my laptop doesn't have tanks, so if I have it on my computer at home, I just forgot about it, but I don't think that was this game.
Okay, because I know there are tanks in YS Flight, because some of the missions you fly are close air support tanks, and there are tanks that drive around the ground and shoot at each other, and you're on one of the sides.
Huh, okay. Well, you know, there's also helicopters in the game, and they are butt.
Yeah, some parts of this game aren't that great. Like, the physics works well enough for planes. I mean, it isn't the best. I guess some other people have reviewed it and saying that the flight dynamics, like stalling, aren't that great, and it doesn't work at all for helicopters.
That's actually, like, the only thing that ever really bugs me about it is the way that rudder control works, in that it kind of just twists the heading of your plane, but your velocity direction doesn't ever change, really.
it moves you like 5 degrees one direction or the other, and then you're just kind of looking in that direction.
It's almost like you're twisting your Mech Warrior torso.
Yeah. But what I was going to say before is that, you know, that there are tanks and buildings that can be blown up and stuff leads me to believe that, you know, this could be a lot more in-depth of a game. Like, what was the game you were talking about before? Hawks. Isn't that one that has, you know, ground control play too?
No, actually it's, like, it's all airplanes. You never even touch the ground. You never have to take off or land in that game. It actually kind of bugs me.
Oh, okay. Well, I remember hearing about some game on the PS3 where we're going to have, you know, like, dynamic ground and air combat.
That would be Warhawk, or the sequel to the original Warhawk for the PS1, which was also still called Warhawk.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Which is actually, that's actually a really fun game. It's kind of like a small-scale Battlefield 1942, except in the future, and with every plane is VTOL for some reason. But the game is actually really fun. I would actually sort of call it akin to Star Fox Assault for the GameCube. So if you like Star Fox Assault, you'll like Warhawks.
Wow, cool. But that game is not YS Flight, and as far as we know, you can't control the tanks in YS Flight. So they're kind of silly.
Yeah, it's really all about what's going on up in the sky. Whether it be fancy maneuvers, dramatic dogfights, shooting triangles on the horizon, or... Crap, I just thought of something else that was kind of cool that you can do. Oh yeah, I keep having this idea in my head, like, there is a map editor for this game simulator thing. I guess it's not... Yeah, I guess it's a game. Anyway, there's a map editor that you can get a free trial, or I think you have to pay for the full version, but I think it's only like $5 or something like that. But you can actually edit maps. What I want to do is I want to make, like, a big, flat field, or, like, with some mountains, and then just, like, put, like, two pillars next to each other in different places on the map, and then you just have to, like, fly through the pillars in a certain order and basically make an aerial racetrack out of it. Like, I really want to try that.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool. Because there are some planes that are, you know, more sporty and less combat-y.
Well, yeah, they have civilian planes as well as military planes. Like... Actually, it was interesting, because they have that, one of the auto replay options is landing on an aircraft carrier, and I told it to do that with the 747, because, you know, I figured I'd be a dick to the computer, but it actually did it. Apparently you can land a 747 on an aircraft carrier.
That's amazing. I want to do that now. But, one of the other things I did to test myself back when I was playing this game more, and I was pretty good at it, was to take, like, a small prop plane and start up a map in Hawaii and take invisible tourists on a tour of Hawaii. So I tried to keep my plane, you know, really level to keep it comfortable and to take off and land without dying.
There's one map that I think it's, like, Pacific Atoll or something, where it's just kind of like a big circle of islands, but the runway is inside of, like, the cliff face, so it actually, you start out indoors. I like that one because it feels like this start to the SNES Star Fox, and you just sort of, like, take off, and then you can go around and follow around.
Right.
It's weird, because without combat, like, if you don't set up any computer planes or you're not playing with any of your friends, it's really just kind of a fly-and-look-at-stuff game. And there's only maybe, what, like, 8 maps in the standard game. I've downloaded a bunch more. And, like, it's just kind of like fly, look around, which actually can be really sort of zen-like. You know, it's like I was saying, it's all about the dream. Ever since man first stood on the earth, he looked up and was like, I want to be there, Daddy. I want to be there.
Yeah. And, you know, YS Flight gives that to you. It's not much to look at, but you are up in the air looking at things, and you can do it for free.
Yep. It's not much to look at, but it's fun. It's flight. You get to do stuff. I don't know. It's simple. What do you want from us? It's free. It's fun.
Oh, there's something else I wanted to bring up when I said that, you know, it kind of feels like there's something more to this game, but probably isn't. One of the commands, when you're in the Stratofortress, I think it is, if you press, like, F11 or something, it brings up a communicate to gunner screen, and you can tell your gunner to fire or cease fire, and there isn't really a computer there. But I was like, what is, can you have another player in your gunner seat? It was weird.
You know, that might be something like you have to pick that plane and then go on the runway, and then somebody else has to pick that same spot on the runway, and it might let them into your plane. Because I noticed that normally if you pick the same runway spot, it just says, this is already in use. I wonder if that would actually change it, because that would be kind of cute if they just threw that in there.
Yeah, we'll have to try that sometime.
Gonna have to try a couple of things sometime. But, yeah, aside from that, it's, I don't know, not much to it.
So, YS flight. It's got some airplanes. It's kind of difficult to land, but it's a lot of fun.
And it's got a decent modding community to it, even if most of them speak Japanese. But, yeah, go out, play it. I'll put links to the page in the show notes. Show notes can be found at www.EliteCrewStudios.net/podcast. Elite Crew Studios is their site. Okay, really soon, like, maybe before I get back for summer, I am going to have Journey from the End of the Earth, my underside mod, done. Like, I'm just going to get that shit finished.
Very cool.
So when that's done, that'll be on the site. If anybody wants to send us feedback, we're at podcast@elitekustudios.net is the email address. Yeah, I guess that'll do it. We're going to do fun stuff at YS Flight, and you should too. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you. This has been a very mellow podcast brought to you by Nick and Brian.
And we will see you folks. No, wait. How else can we end this? Now we just have to, you know, put on the aviator goggles and say, excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Okay, we can do that. What does Chuck Yeager say? I'll say something like Chuck Yeager.
Who the hell is Chuck Yeager?
He's the quintessential fighter pilot.
From what?
You know the Wraith from StarCraft?
Yeah.
They're modeled after Chuck Yeager's attitude.
Oh, okay. Like, I haven't played StarCraft in a while, but I got you now. Okay, Chuck Yeager. Is he the original Jägermeister?
One of these. No, not that.
Oh, man.
He was like the first person to break the sound barrier or something. They needed to invent mocks because of him.
Oh, wow. That's something to live by. Like, I'm the guy they needed mocks for. And then you gotta...
Because they were like, how fast is he going? And they're like, I don't know. We need a new system.
And for the rest of his life, he just kept saying, quit mocking me.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because he went so fast, but he talked so calmly. They were like, how you doing, Mr. Yeager? And he's like, I'm doing fine up here in my airplane.
And it was thanks to him that one day Will Smith was in a movie in which he punched an alien in the face while screaming, welcome to Earth!
Exactly.
Anyway, podcast is over.
This podcast is over. I'm putting my aviator goggles on, and I'm going to take it to the limit. Everybody, to the limit.
Take it to the limit! Yeah!
Bye-bye.
Flight of Your Life by Nubbin's Owens, who is found on Newgrounds.com.
Yeah, I guess that's most of what there is to say about YS Flight.
Did you just drop your mic into a can?
Something like that.
I'm just going to do that one day. Like, I'm just going to take my setup and I'm going to steal one of the dryers from the laundry room and I'm just going to podcast from inside of a dryer. It's got interesting acoustics in there. I want to confuse people in many ways.
Podcasting live from the rinse cycle.
Whoosh, 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 whoosh.